Hello, and welcome to Talk Theater in Chicago's news podcast. Brought to you by TalkTheaterInChicago.com. I'm your host, Dustin Moat. It's time for some theater news. Neil LaBute's new play, Autobahn, is set to be coming to Chicago to the Profiles Theater. Autobahn is a tantalizing cycle of short plays full of edgy humor and shocking revelations, all set in automobiles. It first received its world premiere back in January at the Studio Theater in Washington, D.C. The Profiles Theater production will be directed by the Associate Artistic Director, Daryl Cox.
Hello!
Dame Edna is coming back. That's right, the incomparable international housewife, megastar, and guru will be returning to Chicago. She will be returning with her all-new comedy extravaganza, Dame Edna, Back with a Vengeance, for 1 week only, Tuesday, March 14th through Sunday, March 19th at the Cadillac Palace Theater. Welcome back, Dame Edna. Victory Garden's new state-of-the-art theater is set to open in the fall of 2006. Chicago's Biograph Theater will be the Victory Garden Theater's home of its new $11.3 million main stage. Victory Gardens, who is Chicago's number one presenter of new work, will open its new 299-seat theater in September of 2006. The play set for the inaugural launch will be Denmark, a fact-based drama about a complex and controversial figure in African-American history. The actor John Hurd, who you may know from television's Prison Break, will be coming to Steppenwolf Theater Company's upcoming world premiere of Love Lies Bleeding by Don DeLillo. The play is produced in association with the Kennedy Center Fund for American New Plays, and after its Chicago run from April 27th to May 28th, it will transfer over to the Kennedy Center's Terrace Theater in Washington, D.C. The play is the latest on Steppenwolf's 30th anniversary season, all devoted exclusively to original work. The casting has been completed for the Goodman Theater's production of David Mamet's Romance. Star John Mahoney will be joined by Matt DeCaro, Christian Stolte, David Pasquese, Matthew Krause, John LaGuardia, and Steve Pickering. Romance is a part of the Chicago Theater's Festival of David Mamet's work, all being presented in March and April of this year. The occasion will mark John Mahoney's first appearance at the Goodman Theater in more than 15 years. Congratulations to Mary Beth Fisher, who has just gotten the role of Amanda at Court Theater's The Glass Menagerie. The play will run from March 9th to April 9th and be directed by Charles Newell, Court Theater's artistic director. Mary Beth Fisher will play Amanda Wingfield, the Southern Belle mom of the crippled Laura and restless Tom. Sean Cross will play Laura, Ned Noyes is going to be the gentleman caller, and Jay Whitaker will take on the role of Tom. Don't forget to catch Court Theater's The Glass Menagerie at its 251-seat Abelson Auditorium. A few big shows will be coming to Chicago in the future. Chita Rivera, A Dancer's Life, will be coming to Chicago in 2007. Chicago is one of the stops on Rivera's brief U.S. tour. Also, A Light in the Piazza is coming our way. Piazza once played at the Goodman Theater. And also Cirque du Soleil will be coming back to Chicago this summer in its old spot next to the United Center. Their latest production, Corteo, is currently in San Jose, and there have been no exact details on tickets or dates just yet. But stay tuned, we'll have them for you in the future. And congratulations to Barbara Gaines, the founder and artistic director of Chicago Shakespeare Theater. She was presented with an honorary OBE on February 10th by Sir David Manning, who is the British ambassador to the United States. An honorary OBE stands for the Officer of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire. Congratulations, Barbara Gaines. Thank you for listening to Talk Theater in Chicago's news podcast. Remember, any information that you hear on this podcast can be found in full detail at TalkTheaterInChicago.com. Again, that's TalkTheaterInChicago.com.